WUKY's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine has the support of the Pain Treatment Center of the Bluegrass. The Pain Treatment Center specializes in acute and chronic pain management to help people live a pain-free life. More information at pain-ptc.com.
WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
The CDC now advises that Pfizer's COVID vaccine for children aged 5 to 11 be gotten in arms as quickly as possible. I recently spoke with Dr. Ellen Swanson, faculty member in the Department of Mathematics at Centre College, and her 7-year-old son, Peter, about how Peter got the vaccine for COVID-19 on the first day it was offered. When did you get your vaccination?
It was yesterday at 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay. How are you doing today?
Good.
I saw a picture that your dad sent. You looked pretty happy.
Yeah.
Ellen, can you tell me a little bit about your and Jason, your husband's, thought processes and Peter's thoughts about getting vaccinated?
So we definitely were adamant that we wanted to get him vaccinated as soon as possible because this pandemic has really turned all of our lives upside down in so many different ways. And so there's that fear always with everyone we interact of, could we be spreading this to somebody that causes them to have a terrible life experience, or could they be spreading it to one of our kids and cause us to have a terrible life experience? And so there's that whole piece of it. But then also as parents, you know, we're all just hanging on, trying to get everything, keep everything from falling apart, doing our work, being parents. And then there's COVID on top of that, of he might get exposed to someone at school and suddenly have to be home for 10 days. And we have to figure out, well, how are we going to get all of our work done? And so just walking out of the doctor's office last night, there's just a sense of relief of we're one step closer to maybe being able to return to a normal life where there's not that extra stress, there's not that extra fear, and we can let him be a kid and not always be factoring in, is this experience worth potentially getting COVID over?
When you touched upon something that is very important and bears repeating, you know, oftentimes people will say, well, you know, bad complications of COVID are relatively uncommon in younger kids, but we're not just talking about you, Peter, you know, getting your vaccination. We're also talking about everyone around you, right? That we're part of a family, we're part of a neighborhood, a community, and even when we're without symptoms, sometimes we can unwittingly spread COVID.
Yeah,
I figure that played into everybody's decision to have you get vaccinated.
Absolutely.
Ellen, have you and Jason had conversations with other parents, like in the neighborhood or school?
Yeah, we absolutely have. And a lot of parents are very excited to get their kids vaccinated. Some already are or have appointments too, and others are waiting for a little bit as well.
Yeah, and I know the CDC and most pediatricians are saying don't hesitate, get this as soon as possible for all the reasons that you've articulated. And I think your example as a person who has thought about this, who's been waiting for this, is certainly an outstanding example, not only for our kids, but for our neighbors and friends as well. What sort of thoughts do you have going forward as far as school, as far as extracurricular activities for Peter and for the family?
So up to this point, he's been going to school in person, always masked because that's required here, which we're very thankful of. But we've limited his interaction with people to be mainly outside. And now that it's getting colder, that's going to be a little bit harder. For instance, he expressed interest in playing basketball this winter. And until this vaccine came about, we were really hesitant. But now we were able to figure out he will be considered fully vaccinated before that season starts, which makes us much more comfortable with him being able to do those activities.
And do you know, has Peter's pediatrician been having these conversations with his or her patients as time goes on and encouraging them to go ahead and get vaccinated as well?
Yes, absolutely. So he got his shot at the pediatrician's office. And so I just have to sing the Danville Pediatrics and specifically Dr. Wigglesworth praises, because he was extremely proactive and he contacted a lot of people a couple weeks ago saying, this is when we anticipate it coming out. Can we make appointments? And that office put out a survey to the Danville City Schools asking, are you interested in getting your kid vaccinated? And everybody that said yes, they followed up with to make appointments. So they're being extremely proactive in getting these vaccines out into our community.
You know, it's so exciting. I'm old enough to remember lining up in grade school and getting the Sabin polio vaccine. And I also remember marching to my school. I think I was barely older than Peter to get the new rubella vaccine that came out when I was a kid. And, you know, this is just a long line of medical innovations that have helped us so much. You know, I think of my mom who couldn't go swimming as a kid because of polio. And once that vaccine came about, again, talking about getting back to normal life, doing the things that we want to do, I think, and staying healthy. That's what this is all about.
Yes. Peter has some thoughts about getting back to normal life as well.
Oh, yeah. Tell me, Peter.
I'm excited to not have to quarantine if someone in my class is sick, and so I can prevent spreading it to others, especially my little sister who can't get it yet. And if each of us can get just one more person to get the vaccine, then we can end this pandemic.
Peter, oh, thank you so much. I have goosebumps right now. That it makes me so happy to hear what you just said. Do you or does your mom have any thoughts before we part?
No, we're just excited just to get one step closer. We know it's still a long road to get there. But as Peter said, if everyone can just get one more person, then we're on a good road there. And hopefully vaccines get approved for even younger here very soon.
Well, amen to that. You know, arm by arm, or to paraphrase Anne Lamott, bird by bird, but one arm at a time, and that's what we need to keep on pushing. Well, Dr. Ellen Swanson and Peter Swanson, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Dr. Greg Davis.
Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome.
My thanks today to Dr. Ellen Swanson and her son, 7-year-old Peter Swanson, for talking with me about the Pfizer vaccine for children aged 5 through 11. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.